At the top of the news this Thursday morning, the U.S. military is sending personnel to Nigeria to advise and assess as more than 200 schoolgirls remain in the clutches of radical Islamic kidnappers. President Barack Obama's administration has announced plans to establish a coordination cell of experts in Nigeria to bolster efforts to find the girls who Boko Haram has threatened to sell into slavery. Nigeria's police have offered a $300,000 reward to anyone who can help locate and rescue the girls who were taken in the middle of last month by militants of the Islamic Boko Haram group. Eight other girls, aged 12 to 15, were abducted on Sunday night after a pair of villages were attacked. Archbishop Ignatius Kaigama of Jos in central Nigeria spoke to us about his reaction to the abduction crisis and the threat posed by Boko Haram.
It's a terrible tragedy of immense proportion to see our young girls of school age being treated in such inhuman manner by the so-called terrorist group Boko Haram. It's so sad to think about that. I shudder in fear when I just imagine what these young girls could be going through in the forest with men who have no human feelings. Men who will treat them like objects. Now, they can either be sold as slaves or married off as young as they are. Nigerians are terribly apprehensive, and we are asking our government to intensify effort to liberate these girls and also to liberate all Nigerians from the menace of Boko Haram. We are hoping, too, that help can come from outside, from America, from Europe. We should join hands in order to conquer this group that intends to spread terrible destruction, not only in Nigeria, but in West Africa, in Africa, and maybe beyond.